Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that emphasizes God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Wednesday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today, I'm continuing a series talking about the Holy Spirit in the life of the believer. And I tell you, this is just essential. There's not enough people that talk about this. You know, many of you don't have this perspective because I know you've only had a short history with the Lord. But back in the 60s and the 70s, there was what was called the charismatic renewal or revival. And speaking about the baptism of the Holy Spirit was the hot topic of the day. And I tell you, it caused shockwaves through the body of Christ. And many people don't realize it today, but prior to the baptism of the Holy Spirit being emphasized and speaking in tongues, this charismatic renewal, if you were in a church and if somebody raised their hand, they'd say, oh, it's down the hall, first door on your left. Amen. I mean, you couldn't raise your hand. There was nobody ever raised their hand. There was no such thing as drums, guitars in church. It was dry. It was just totally different. And people sit there and say, oh, well, that Holy Spirit renewal or the charismatic renewal died away and it's over and it was a phase it went through. But, you know, it changed the body of Christ. It changed the praise and worship. It changed all kinds of things. Matter of fact, it was charismatic renewal that started Christian television. I remember when the very first Christian television station started, it was all people who had the baptism of the Holy Spirit. All of these things. Anyway, I could just spend lots of time talking about this, but whether you know it or not, the power of the Holy Spirit radically changed the shape of the body of Christ. And so now we've got different forms of praise and worship. We've got Christian television, but the emphasis on the Holy Spirit, the thing that birthed all of this, has changed. And now you very seldom will hear people really talk about the power of the Holy Spirit and emphasize that you need this baptism of the Holy Spirit and you need to speak in tongues and you need these things. And I tell you, we need to put a new emphasis on the Holy Spirit because it certainly just transformed my life. And that's the reason I'm teaching on this. So I've already talked about how that the baptism of the Holy Spirit is a separate experience from your salvation experience. And I went through a lot of scriptures on that. Yesterday, or the last 2 days, I've been talking about speaking in tongues specifically. This is not the only gift of the Holy Spirit. It's not even maybe the most important gift of the Holy Spirit. But it is something that is available to everyone who receives the Holy Spirit. Let me take a passage of Scripture that some people will use to criticize speaking in tongues. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28, "And God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversity of tongues. Are all apostles?" Well, the obvious answer to this is no. Are all prophets? The obvious answer is no. Are all teachers? The obvious answer is no. Are all workers of miracles? The obvious answer is no. Have all the gifts of healings? Obviously, no. Do all speak with tongues? Obviously, not. Do all interpret? And people have taken these verses, see, and said right there, not everybody speaks in tongues. Now, first of all, let me just say this, that most people who are oppose the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues don't do it on a selective basis. They just say that this gift is passed away and they make a stand against it, which again, I remind you, based on 1 Corinthians 14:39, the latter part of that verse says, "And forbid not to speak with tongues." So to take a stand against the baptism of the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues and say that this is of the devil is completely contrary to the Word. But there are a few people who will admit that, oh yes, some people speak in tongues. Some people receive the baptism, but it's not for everybody. And they will use this scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, in verse 30, where it says, "Do all speak with tongues?" And obviously the answer is no. But let me just point out that this is talking about ministry gifts. For instance, in this exact same context, It says, God said in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers. I'm a teacher. God has given me this gift of teaching and I have a position. This is a call. It's an anointing on my life. And then it goes down in verse 29 and it says, are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers. Is everybody a teacher like me? Is everybody called and given a gift of teaching and that's their ministry gift? Obviously not. But is every person supposed to be able to teach and instruct somebody and make disciples? Obviously, yes. The Lord gave this in the Great Commission, Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20. Go into all the world and make disciples, teaching them to observe all things. That's a command unto every single believer. Every believer is supposed to make disciples, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. We are commanded to give an answer, be ready to give an answer of the hope of the calling that lies within us. And you could go through many scriptures. So here's my point. Not everybody's called to a ministry of teaching. That's not how they make their livelihood. It's not their vocation. But every believer is supposed to be able to teach and disciple another person. Not every person is called to be a prophet. But the scripture right here in context says, you may all prophesy one by one. You can give a prophecy. You can speak what I call a simple prophecy and just a word of encouragement inspired by God. Every believer can do that, but that doesn't make you a prophet. There is a difference between a prophet, that's a person who this is their gifting. They are anointed. This is what God has raised them up to be, is to be a prophet. There's a difference between a prophet and a person who can give a prophecy. Not all people who prophesy are prophets, but all prophets can prophesy. Not all people who teach another person what the truth is a teacher called to the body of Christ. But all teachers have to be able to teach. Can you see what I'm saying? And I think everybody would have to agree with that in this exact same context. Do all speak with tongues? Do all have this ministry of speaking in tongues? And right here in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it's in the same chapter, it's the same context, and it's listing these gifts of the Holy Spirit. And it says in verse 8, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another divers kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But notice it says that there is a gift of tongues, and to another, the interpretation of tongues. This is, in context, talking about a ministry gift that operates in the church. Not everybody has a gift of speaking in tongues, where they speak in tongues and then interpret it, which when you put speaking in tongues and an interpretation together with it, it equals prophecy. Not everybody has that gift or that calling on their life, but every believer can and should speak in tongues if they receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And again, I can turn back to Mark chapter 16. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. And they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Now, some people, I just heard you say this. Amen. Some of you just said, now, wait a minute, that's not in some of the oldest manuscripts. Matter of fact, some translations of the Bible actually omit these last few verses in the book of Mark. But what they fail to tell you, it's in the oldest manuscripts. It's true that some old manuscripts omitted this, but the oldest, the most reliable ones, the ones that the translations of the Bible are written upon, have it in there, and this is a part of the Word of God. And it says, these signs will follow them that believe. They shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues. And this didn't limit it to just a few people. Again, when the Scripture says in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, do all speak with tongues? This is talking about a gift of speaking in tongues, that it is a ministry gift. There are some people that in our churches, They just speak in tongues. They have this gift, and they speak out these utterances in church, and they speak in tongues, and often they also interpret those same tongues, and it equals prophecy. And, you know, I hadn't got time to teach on that. There's so much other I'm wanting to cover, but this is powerful. It's really powerful. I've actually been in services where a person got up and spoke in tongues, and another person was there, and it turned out to be a known language, and it was some Mandarin Chinese or something like that, and another person stands up and tells the rest of the group what was said. And I tell you what, that is super convincing. That is powerful. That's what happened on the day of Pentecost. But then there's also, the Scripture says in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels. Speaking in tongues can be a known language, as it was on the day of Pentecost, or it can be an angelic language, an unknown language to men. And 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1 makes that clear. But speaking in tongues is a powerful, powerful witness to people. It is a testimony of the power of God. And on the day of Pentecost, man, it caused 3,000 people to be born again. And primarily, speaking in tongues is not just a testimony for other people. But speaking in tongues, like it says over here in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 14, it says, "For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful." When you are speaking in tongues, you are praying from your spirit, not from your head. Oh, I could take a week and talk about how important it is to pray in the Holy Spirit and not just pray out of your own intellect, but be led by the Holy Spirit in your praying. And when you speak in tongues, it says here that it is your spirit that is praying. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16 says that we have the mind of Christ. That's not talking about up here in your little peanut brain, but in your born-again spirit, you were created with a supernatural knowledge, a superhuman knowledge. It's in your spirit. For instance, in 1 John chapter 2, verse 20, it says you have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. That's not true about your little peanut brain up here. But in your spirit, you have the mind of Christ, an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. Well, that's a tremendous statement, but what good is it going to do us if it's just in your spirit? Well, speaking in tongues draws that wisdom out because, again, 1 Corinthians 14, 14, if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit, the part that has the mind of Christ, the part that has an unction, a special anointing from God, and it knows all things. That part of me that knows all things is the part praying when I'm speaking in tongues. Speaking in tongues is not just gibberish. It's not just something you do to get an emotional release. When you speak in tongues, your born-again spirit is praying, and it's praying the hidden wisdom of God. Let me give you another verse. It says that over in 1 Corinthians chapter 14. And in verse 2, it says, "He that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto man, but unto God. For no man understands him, howbeit in the Spirit he speaks mysteries." You are speaking mysteries. Now notice this. This is really important. You just aren't speaking gibberish, which is the criticism that you'll often hear. You aren't just doing something that is nonsensical and makes no point. You are speaking in a known language. And, you know, let me just stop for a second. I know some people think, well, I've heard people speak in tongues, and it's the stupidest sounding thing that I've ever heard. You know, I travel around the world, and I've been to many, 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 I think 40-something different countries. I've heard a lot of different languages, and I have often told my wife when we are listening to people talk, and I said, you know what, that language makes speaking in tongues sound really good. I have heard some languages that honestly you would think that isn't a language. Somebody's making this up. I've never heard this, but I've been in contact with some people in the Wycliffe translators, and there are known languages on this planet that are whistles. And the Wycliffe translators, they were talking about how difficult it was to translate the Bible into sounds of whistles. And they talked about how difficult that was. There was another language that was nothing but clicks. It was different like that. That's a language on this earth. And you know what? That is a language. Now, the point I'm making is some people think, oh, I've heard this speaking in tongues and it doesn't sound like a language. Well, all it means is that you just don't have a lot of experience. You haven't been around the world very much. If you would have listened to many languages, it makes speaking in tongues sound really, really good. Speaking in tongues is not just an ecstatic utterance. You are speaking in a language. You are speaking mysteries. You are speaking either in the tongues of men or in the tongues of angels. It is not gibberish. There is something being communicated. You know, let me just deviate for a second. One of the reasons that I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, well, let me say, first of all, I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and I didn't speak in tongues immediately because I was taught against it. I was taught that it was of the devil. And I opened up and I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I mean, my life was dramatically changed, but I didn't speak in tongues immediately. It actually took me 3 years after I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit before I spoke in tongues. Now, that'll offend some of my Pentecostal brethren. I tell you, I'm going to get everybody offended. I'm going to get the fundamentals offended because I'm preaching on the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I'll get the Pentecostals offended because I say I received the Holy Spirit and it was 3 years before I spoke in tongues. I'm going to get it from both sides, but I'm telling you the truth. I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but it was 3.5 years before I spoke in tongues because I was a Baptist, and I had so much unbelief and so much stuff taught me against speaking in tongues, I just wouldn't allow it, and speaking in tongues isn't something that comes on you like a seizure and makes you speak. You have to pursue it. You have to, on purpose, speak in tongues. It doesn't happen automatically, and it doesn't happen without you. It's a matter of faith. And so anyway, it took me a while to speak in tongues. And even after I began to start hearing about it and I began to get my questions answered and I began to understand that it was real and that it was for me, I still wondered about what was the benefit of it. And one night I was out in the field praying. And I remember singing this song, "Oh, for 1,000 tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise." And I was thinking, God, I love you so much. And I was feeling frustrated about how can I praise God. I was just feeling frustrated because I didn't have the words to express how much I love God. And as I started singing this song, "Oh, for 1,000 tongues to sing," all of a sudden it dawned on me. You know, this is what speaking in tongues is about. It's praising God. Like it says here in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 17, it says, for a person speaking in tongues, it says, "Thou verily givest thanks well, but the other is not edified." When you are speaking in tongues, you are giving thanks. You are praising God in a heavenly language. And you know what? When I saw that, and I saw that when I was speaking in tongues, I was speaking mysteries. I was giving thanks. My spirit was praying. And when I saw that this was a way to give more glory to God, then I said, God, I want that. I wasn't sure about all of the other things. But man, I knew I was frustrated and I wanted to praise God better. And so that's one of the reasons that I went ahead and persisted and finally received speaking in tongues is because I saw that it was actual communication from my born-again spirit that bypassed the doubt and the unbelief and the fears that were in my brain, and I went out of my spirit, pure Holy Spirit, praise to God. And that's what all of these verses are saying. And you know what? That's the reason that I finally opened up and received it. And I tell you, when I speak in tongues, I am glorifying God in a heavenly language that doesn't have the doubts and the unbelief and the fears and the reservations. It doesn't have the limitations of an earthly language. I'm praising God in the heavenly language, and I tell you, if that's all that there was to speaking in tongues, it's not. But if that's all that there was to speaking in tongues, that is more than enough reason to speak in tongues. If you have truly been born again, and if you truly love and appreciate God for what He's done in your life, then I can guarantee you that sometime or another you have felt like your praise and your thanks is just inadequate. You just don't have the words. And I'm sure you've come up into this kind of like a wall to where you just, God, I just don't know how to thank you. I don't know what to say. I don't know how to do it. Speaking in tongues allows you to bypass that barrier, to go over it, around it, and just start releasing praise to God that is unfettered isn't limited by language, and it builds you up. The scripture says in Jude chapter 1, "But you, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God." When you pray in the Holy Ghost, which is his talking about speaking in tongues, you build yourself up on your most holy faith. It edifies you. It encourages you. I tell you, speaking in tongues is something that you need. I know that many of you have been taught against this. I was taught against it. But I'm telling you that it changed my life. It is a powerful, powerful truth. It is backed up by Scripture. I've countered a lot of the negative criticism against it. And if you would let God's Word be true and every man a liar, Romans chapter 3, verse 4, then you would have to admit that speaking in tongues has not passed away. Speaking in tongues is a way of your spirit being released to communicate and to praise God without any of the hindrances. It's something that every one of us need. And I'm unashamedly proclaiming that speaking in tongues is a valid gift. There's people that'll mock me for this, but you know what? It's my testimony. I'm not going to deny the power of the Holy Spirit. This has changed my life. You would have never have seen me on television if I hadn't received the gift of speaking in tongues. I was an introvert, couldn't look at a person in the face and talk to them. I was absolutely petrified, scared to death to stand in front of a crowd and speak, much less be on television and do the things that I'm doing. And it was the baptism of the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues that changed my life. I can't deny that. I won't deny it. And it may not fit your theology. And you may have thought, well, man, I was enjoying your teaching until you came up to this. If you like the fruit, don't reject the root that produced it. I'm telling you that the baptism of the Holy Spirit changed my life. Speaking in tongues is a valid thing. I do it. I could say every day, there might be some day in my life I haven't spoken in tongues, but it'd be very few. I speak in tongues all of the time. It is powerful. And I recommend it. And I know that this is just a shock to some of you, but if you would be honest, the Holy Spirit is tugging with your heart right now. There are some of you that God is dealing with, and you're saying, well, man, I was always taught that this was wrong, and yet here I am. I'm being drawn towards it. I'd like to encourage you to respond, not only to get the product that we're offering, which in the long term could really help you to get this established in you and answer it, but you ought to call and get the product, but you ought to also let someone pray with you and help you to receive this baptism of the Holy Spirit and the gift of speaking in tongues. If you'll listen, our announcer will give you information about how you can get this product. We'll have a number on your screen. Call and get the product, but also receive this baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Today, Andrew is offering his book titled The New You and the Holy Spirit for a gift of any amount. In this book, Andrew explains the specifics of your new life in Christ and the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Request book T323 when you contact us. The New You and the Holy Spirit is also part of a three-book set titled Foundations. Included in this set are two additional books, Spirit, Soul, and Body, and The True Nature of God. Together, these books will help make an intimate and personal relationship with God a reality for you. You can receive Foundations for a gift of any amount. Request item T4500. Andrew's two-part teaching titled The Holy Spirit is also available on either CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. The DVDs are made from Andrew's daily television program. Request CD album T1040C or DVD album T1040D when you contact the ministry. The second teaching in the CD album titled Speaking in Tongues is also available for a gift of any amount. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this second CD free of charge. Request teaching THO7C when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. You can use your credit card to order by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Helpline hours are from 4 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. Again, that number is 719-635-1111. Or you can reach us through our website where you can order ministry materials online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. If you prefer to write to us, our address is Andrew Womack Ministries, P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Canadian viewers can now make tax-deductible donations through Andrew Womack Ministries of Canada. Your gifts help Andrew bring the almost too good to be true news of the gospel into countless homes every day. We appreciate your generosity. We hope to hear from you today.
You know, I've mentioned about you calling in today and having someone pray with you, and I just want to encourage you to do that. We have some of the most godly people that I know answering our phones. I mean, these people, it's a ministry for them. This is what they do. They love it. These are people that have all received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, every one of them. Every one of them speaks in tongues, and every one of them can help you to receive this same gift. And I tell you, it's powerful. It would change your life. So please get the product, but also please take advantage of this opportunity to call somebody who loves you, somebody who's mature in the Lord and can help you. They can answer your questions, pray with you, and help you to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit and this gift of speaking in tongues. We're getting close to our Summer Family Bible Conference. It's going to be on June the 29th through July the 3rd, and it's going to be a great time for the whole family. We have children's ministry. We have it set up so that there are our CBC classes in the morning, but the afternoons are off, and then evening meetings. It's just a great time, and I believe that it could be a vacation for you and your whole family. The children will be blessed. So make plans to join me June the 29th through July the 3rd. For our Summer Family Bible Conference.
We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. He'll be in Colorado Springs, Colorado for the annual Summer Family Bible Conference, June 29th through July 3rd. In South Africa for a Gospel Truth Seminar, July 21st through the 23rd. And in Durant, Oklahoma, July 30th and 31st. He'll also be in Boston, Massachusetts for a Gospel Truth Seminar August 6th through the 8th and in Little Rock, Arkansas August 28th through the 30th. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for more Gospel Truth.
So here's my point. Paul was saying that he wasn't operating just out of mental ability. It wasn't his great speaking ability. It wasn't his ability as an orator. He said himself that my bodily presence is weak and my speech is contemptible. But he had the Spirit of God speaking through him. He had a revelation that was Spirit-given. It wasn't just intellectual. And it was such a strong revelation that even Peter, who spent 3.5 years physically with Jesus and listening to his ministry, said in his letter, he says, "Our beloved brother Paul says some things that are hard to be understood."